Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 25th day of October, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's been raining and raining and raining and raining, and I ain't complaining. They talk of a little snow even in the mountains. We could use it. There's some kind of, they're calling it like a bomb, but you know how they got to make a big fucking deal out of everything. It's fine if some fucking rain and, thank goodness, it's close to catastrophe around here. Rain some more, and then snow 20 feet on top of that. Anyway, let's take a look at what we're going to look at first here. The U.S. export slightly more petroleum in petroleum than it imported in the first half of 2021. Really? Well, we're going to talk about that as soon as we return. Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, remember me. Cause I'm the one made you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, if you don't know that the gas prices are, clear off the fucking charts. I mean, and states adding tax to the, on top of that. I mean, it's up to eight something for premium in fucking this one place in California. But I mean, here we go, people. You know, when the glut was there, when it was minus $40 a barrel, it's always been, you know, supply and demand, supply and demand, supply and demand, supply and demand. My fucking ball sack, supply and demand. Fucking open theft is what this is. The USX.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry to interrupt. Right. The broadcast isn't coming on over the internet.
It is not. Okay.
No, sir.
All right. Laura will be on that.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Already. Thank you. Let's see if she's something she's got to do here. And let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Is it? Yeah, it's showing it.
Nobody on there, so, yeah. Nothing, can just people can call in and listen.
What, what's the problem?
I don't know. People can call in and listen,
but what's the problem? Well, the player's working according to the player. That's all I can tell you. I don't know how many people are experiencing this problem, but don't fucking surprise me one little bit. U.S. exported slightly more petroleum than it imported in the first half of 2021, U.S. Energy Information Administration. Now listen, guys. Now if you're importing fucking oil, I mean crude oil, to be fucking refined here in the United States, and petroleum products from across the ocean, isn't there like a transportation cost that's involved there? Why are we exporting any fucking oil while we're importing fucking oil? It just raises the fucking price. The bottom line is this goddamn oil in this land belongs to we, the fucking people. There should not be, I mean, there was a moratorium on fucking exports. They couldn't fucking do it. They had it lifted. Now they're fucking, well, we'll go into this article here, and you'll see how much they're fucking exporting. How dare they export one fucking drip drop of our sweet crude to bring junk oil in from fucking goddamn Saudi Arabia? It's so that they can put our oil that is belongs to fucking us, that it's in the ground, it belongs to us, on the fucking international market, make us compete with fucking huge corporations around the world to fill the fucking tank on our car. These fuckers want to shut us down, and we got to shut them down first because they're in gross violation of our law. This is from U.S. Energy Administration. Our petroleum supply monthly trade data show that the United States exported more crude oil and petroleum products than it imported during the first half of 2021 to 120,000 barrels per day. That's 120,000 barrels per day, people. More than we needed because, obviously, because we made our fucking, you know, the gas is there if you got fucking, if you're a millionaire. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it so fucking poor people can't move a fucking bout. That's what they are attempting to do. I tell you, we better get fucking nasty about this shit. Hey, man, who in the fuck gave them permission to open it up to who gave them permission to sell our fucking oil? I didn't. I wasn't asked, and it belongs to fucking me. And it was not taken from me through the due process of the law, guaranteed me in the fucking absolute superior law of December 15, 1791, better known as our Bill of Fucking Rights. No procedural due process. They're just taking my fucking share of that 120,000 barrels per day and shipping it out. They're getting it for $15 a fucking barrel. That's what they're paying the ass. That's what's going to the assholes and, well, the insurgents in fucking goddamn Washington, D.C. $15 a fucking barrel, people. And look what you're paying at the goddamn pump. Aren't you just a little bit upset? Does anything upset you at all? Where were we? 120,000 barrels per day, or less than 1% of combined crude oil and petroleum products exports and imports. The United States was a net importer of crude oil and petroleum products, imported more than it exported in the first half of each year until the first half of 2020. They see, they said by 2020 we'd be a number one exporter of fucking crude oil in the world. They're selling our goddamn future, people, and they're fucking goddamn, they're putting it on the international market, making us, they're telling us we ain't gonna, you'll stay in your fucking house unless you want to buy a fucking bicycle. Remember when all the gooks were driving bicycles around fucking China? Now they got the fucking cars, we got the fucking bicycles, they got our fucking oil and our gas, and we get what they fucking got. Fuck you, China! And fuck you cocksuckers, they're in bed with fucking China. You are traitors of the highest fucking sort. And you will be tried as such. We're not, this isn't going to continue. It can't. First half of 2020 when the United States became a net exporter. Export more than imported. So we're exporting more than we're importing. And to export it, take it across somewhere else. Doesn't that cost money? Doesn't it, I mean, like what, a shipping containers went from like $1,300 to fucking $30,000 or some kind of shit in the last month. But I mean, how much are these ships, how much does it cost to bring it here for, on a fucking ship? And see, that's added into the fucking cost. When it's right here in our, on our own goddamn land, it belongs to us. And the fucking thieves that are stealing our natural resources and without giving us due process of the fucking law, taking what from us through fraud, for $15 a barrel, and we're fucking paying goddamn $4 and $5 and $6 and $7 and $8 a fucking gallon for gas? That's what happens. I mean, in other countries, man, they pay like 2 cents a fucking gallon over there in the fucking Middle East, like places like Yemen and stuff where they're exporting oil. They get something for their fucking resources. We get fucking a gun pointing our head telling us to fucking stay in your house and take this death shot and pay more fucking money to us, you fucking stupid-ass bricks. 432,000 barrels per day of crude oil and petroleum products. This year makes only the second time the United States has been a net total petroleum exporter in the first half of the year. The United States has been a net exporter of petroleum products alone since 2011. And every time they talk about the prices this fucking gas is talking about, they're talking to OPEC. Why are you talking to OPEC? If we have enough fucking oil here to meet our own fucking needs and it belongs to us, why are we paying to ship oil here from fucking Saudi Arabia? Why? There's rhyme to this reason. It's because those fucking communists want everybody to fucking ride a train or ride a bike. They don't want you to have any goddamn freedom whatsoever fucking ever. So you get on a fucking train and they can fucking push you around, tase you fucking just like they do these people on these fucking planes. You will wear a mask. No, I fucking won't. I understand we're at war, you motherfucker. More people are understanding every fucking day. The United States exports more refined petroleum products than it does crude oil. So, I mean, our gas, we're shipping our gas out of this goddamn country, and we are competing with the world for our own fucking product. Made from our own fucking raw resources. Or not ours, I guess we're making it from fucking goddamn Saudi Arabia's. Because we're importing more than we're this is fucking unbelievable. This is what you get when you become part of the world organization, the one world government. You get it right up the fucking ass. Well, I'm here to tell you that fucking crude oil in this goddamn country belongs to the people. And any son of a bitch that signed a contract handing it over to any motherfucker, one motherfucker, you have violated the fucking highest law in this goddamn land because you do not have the authority to do so. The only way you can take my portion of that fucking oil is that you come at me as an individual in the common law court in an individual capacity, follow every inch of that fucking goddamn procedural due process right up to a goddamn common law jury and the fucking head, the head juror. Writing it out in a goddamn order, that's after you battle me in court, which you're gonna fucking, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna file against you for fucking treason and espionage against me as an individual. And I will see your fucking asses hang. And that, go ahead.
Just real quick, am I the only one that can't get any of the players to play? The only way I just called in on the phone to see if you were even on the air.
Yeah, they're saying we just checked it. Misty called in right at the beginning of the program. I turn it on. Look at it; it's working. It's working here on my computer. I guess they've just decided that they're going to block the signal. So there's really nothing we can do till the program's over.
No,
we can investigate.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
I'll just keep listening. Bye.
You bet. Thank you. I couldn't hear that. Must have been Charlie.
The foreman,
thank you. That's the foreman of the jury. Which is the highest fucking authority in this whole fucking country. Believe it or fucking not, it's little old you and me. Let's see, where are we at here? Total patrol, this year marks only the second time the United States has been a total petroleum exporter, a net total petroleum exporter in the first half of the year. The United States has been a net exporter of petroleum products alone since 2011. The United States exports more refined petroleum products than it does crude oil, people. Why are you paying that kind of price? And you know, we're talking about the propane. Oh, propane, that's going through the roof. You remember the big fucking propane line they built down to Mexico to fuel their fucking industry? And we told you, you're going to be cold in the middle of the winter setting up, with the exporting the most fucking goddamn petroleum in the fucking world. They don't give a fuck about you. This is the fucking corporations they're completely rogue and out of hand and in violation of our fucking law. They're stealing from us and now they think they're going to starve us and freeze us. Are we going to let them? Petroleum product exports averaged 5.5 million barrels per day in the first half of 2021. 5.5 million barrels a day. We're exporting out of here and they're sitting there talking to we're going to go talk to OPEC. Fuck OPEC. Fuck you lying cocksuckers. Fuck you communists. You're not going to fucking take my wheels off and under me. You keep pushing, I'll keep getting fucking meaner, you motherfuckers, until we meet on the battlefield. You've declared war. We accept. Up from 5.3 million barrels per day in the first half of the last year. Exports of petroleum products include motor gasoline, distillate, and propane exports. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That big. I mean, when you go down there and you go to pay $4 a fucking pound for fucking propane, don't you fucking forget that they built that big, huge line down to fucking Mexico, and they're getting it for your propane for pennies on the dollar what you're fucking paying for it, because you're too fucking stupid to know who you are and to know it belongs to you and to know it's being taken from you through fucking fraud. You're putting up with it, people. You're allowing it. They keep talking about it, and that's the one word that fucking eats my ass. I swear it does. We're going to allow you to do this. You don't allow me to do nothing, motherfucker. We allowed you to exist. That was our fucking mistake. And we're going to correct that motherfucker. We allowed some fucking bunch of fucking aristocrats to get together, sit down and write a fucking document saying, we're the new government. And then ratify it themselves. Not the people. We let them fucking do this. Everything they've done to us, we've let it happen. Because we're a bunch of fucking cunts who can't fucking stand up for themselves.
Silence is consent.
Yes, sir, it is. And propane exports. Both imports and exports of select petroleum products, mainly consumed as transportation fuels, distillate, fuel oil, motor gasoline, and jet fuel, altogether decreased in 2020 compared with 2019. Propane exports increased in response to more demand for propane in Asia. You're competing for your own fucking product, your own goddamn resources that belong to you. You're competing with Asia. That's what one world fucking goddamn, economy means. You want to be a part of the one world economy? Just think, if everything in this goddamn country could not leave here except as a manufactured good, and then only, things like gasoline and shit, only after you paid me. Fucking, if it's $70 a barrel on the world market, that's what you fucking pay to take the oil out of the fucking ground. And then you go ahead and you can go ahead and mark it up and fucking refine it and sell it on the world market. But I'm going to have a pocket full of fucking money, and it ain't going to matter to me. I'll be fucking rich. Because I don't want that $15. Think about that. They are giving your oil to these fucking international fucking mafia moguls for $15 a barrel. As soon as they get it handed over to them, it's worth $70 a barrel. It's sweet crude. The cleanest fucking oil you can get. For the cleanest fucking... They're worried about carbon in this country. But hell, man, you the stuff they're bringing in from Saudi Arabia, I read probably a couple of years ago how their fucking wells are drying up, and they're pumping the water down in there, and it's dirty. It's dirty fucking oil. Why in the fuck would you do this? This is deliberate destruction. This is an attack. This is fucking war. This is another facet of the attack. But you think about that the next time you go down to the fucking gas station. They're exporting more than they're importing. And that's the petroleum product that you're fucking buying and putting in your tank too. So you're competing with fucking Asia. You're going to be this winter when you're cold. You think about the fucking gooks over there in Asia. That's who you're competing with for your fucking resource that you don't get dog shit for. You don't even get an annuity check. I never said they could build a fucking pipeline down to Mexico. Did you? Did they have the permission of we the people to take our fucking natural gas and pump it down to fuel the industry in fucking Mexico so that they could hurt the industry here even fucking more? Did you get permission? Because I didn't. In fact, I say no. I tell you, do not do it. It belongs to me. What you are doing is you're committing fraud. You're criminals. You are violating the fucking highest law in this fucking land by taking what belongs to me without due process of the fucking law, as guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights, and handing out, make me compete with fucking foreigners for what fucking belongs to me. I don't have to pay nothing for it. You should be paying me. I understand. I'm not stupid. I'm not like the rest of these fucking dead-headed motherfuckers in this country who think they're getting a really good deal. You think about it. Most of us, our fucking ancestry, since the end of the fucking, the uprising that was hijacked and called a fucking Revolutionary War, we worked. They worked. Go ahead.
If you voted, you consented.
Yeah, you sure did. You fucking sure did. I don't think you can consent. I don't know. I mean, your straw man fucking voted. A dead fucking corporation fucking voted, but did a live fucking American National surrender? I mean, openly, I mean, there's such a thing as called disclosure in a contract, I do believe, from what I've read about contracts, and I've read quite a bit about them. I've written a few myself. But there's a thing called disclosure. And you have to disclose everything in that fucking contract that will have an effect. If you fail to do so, the fucking contract ain't worth the paper it's fucking written on. Especially any clause that was not fucking disclosed in the original contract. And I was just a little fucking baby when they fucking killed me and made me a fucking dead man's dead corporation named Henry Shively in capital letters. I didn't have no disclosure, people. So I've let these fuckers know that no, I am not. I am an American national. I am a fucking individual, free, sovereign fucking national. I'm as high up as that fucking fat little cunt sitting over there on the goddamn English throne. I'm not only her equal, I'm her better because I could fucking squish her like a goddamn bug. Now we're 5.3 million barrels in the first half of last exports. Petroleum, motor gasoline, we did that, okay. Propane exports increased in response to more demand from Asia. Asia wants our goddamn fucking fuel. Fuck us. You will people, our people in this country, old people, who should be getting a fucking annuity check out of hell for the fucking, resource that's being fucking taken from them unlawfully, no due process of the fucking law, just a fucking gang of fucking gangsters, international mafia, fucking taking it. And we should be fucking shooting them for trying to take what belongs to us without giving us our due process of the law. If one of you fucks want to come in fucking as an individual and try to take what fucking belongs to me, you have to go and you have to file as an individual in a common law court. That's my fucking right! That's not a suggestion, you motherfuckers. That is a fucking right. And I don't pay for rights. And I don't fucking... I'm not going to be told that, oh, so we're working on the Uniform Commercial Code and it just don't agree with your fucking Bill of Rights. Well, tough shit, it's out the fucking window then, ain't it? Read the ninth article, motherfucker. You cannot deny, you cannot disparage using any notion of any fucking goddamn right or authority to do so in the Constitution, which is the only other fucking founding document in this country, which is a goddamn fraud any fucking way, because of the way it was fucking used to try to take judicial authority away from the people and then was not reversed in 1791, December 15th, when the fucking Bill of Rights was fucking ratified. We know what you are. We know what you're doing to us. Everybody fucking knows. And you motherfuckers are going down. Asia and less demand for propane in the United States. Wonder why, because it's fucking summertime? Propane, and see down there, there's more demand because they're using it to fuel their industry. So they got the clean air, you see, guys. They got the clean air so they don't have to pay the carbon tax. They'll have us out here paying to fucking breathe. But Mexico, they put a huge pipeline straight down to fucking Mexico to fuel their fucking industry. When you think about that, when you go down and it's fucking $5 a fucking gallon for fucking propane. Propane now surpasses distillate fuel oil as the most prevalent U.S. petroleum product export by volume. They're exporting more fucking goddamn propane out of here than they are oil, gas, heavy oils, fucking diesel, you name it. They're putting more fucking goddamn propane. And look what you're paying for it. How can it be that you own that much goddamn propane and you're paying that kind of fucking price at the goddamn when you go down to get some? Oh, that's a supply thing, you see, and moving things. Yeah, fuck, it moves fine down that fucking gas line you built, paid for by we the people to hand our fucking goddamn riches over to them fucking spicks down south, right? In the first half of 2021, both imports and exports of petroleum products increased above their levels in the first halves of 2020 and 2019. What the hell's happened since then? How many millions of more fucking people have they pumped into this fucking country in violation of our law, in violation of our sovereignty, and in violation of that fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791? Because every time they bring a foreign national in here and start handing them our fucking shit, they're taking it from us without due process of the law. That's what they want rid of. That's what they have to get rid of to have a new world order, because they can't have a new world order without getting rid of the due process of the law. You take from me, I take it back. That's what the fucking law says. You fucking remove my courts, I get out my fucking gun. That's what the fucking law says. And it's not only my right, it's my duty to enforce that fucking law. You declare war on me, I shoot you in the fucking head. That's what war means, you dumb motherfuckers. Except they think they're going to fucking... Just look at how they fight, people. What a bunch of cunts, huh? What a bunch of cunts you are. You'd never stand fucking face-to-face to any fucking man, would ya? You fight like fucking worms, and you fight like fucking the weasel Zionist Jew pricks that you are. The United States imports more crude oil than it does petroleum products. Now, they just said this opposite up there just a minute ago. The United States was a net importer of 2.9 million barrels a day of crude oil in the first half of 2021. Net imports of crude oil have decreased in the first half of every year since 2017. So it's supply and demand. There's so much more being bought. No, there's so less. I mean, they're getting the fucking three times as much money for fucking a quarter of the fucking product that you got before. You got to buy gas, people. You don't see this. The people don't see this. Back in the 70s, they could see it. They started ripping the goddamn pumps out of the fucking ground. They fucking went ape shit crazy over fucking 79 cents a gallon gas, people. And you're eating it. You're taking it up the fucking ass. And you're not even bitching about it. Primarily reflecting increasing U.S. exports of crude oil since the end of the U.S. crude oil export ban. See the end of the crude oil export ban in 2015. That fucking, I did not say you could end that ban. Representative, you're not my representative. You're a fucking corporation. They don't represent any American national in this goddamn country. They are stealing from us through fraud. Their whole goddamn operation is fraud. The United States Corporation is a fucking fraud. It cannot exist. It was created in violation of the people's law and the people's superior jurisdiction, as was that fucking 14th Amendment, and I ain't your goddamn subject. You sons of bitches, I ain't your fucking goddamn citizen fucking slave. I'm an individual free, sovereign national for the little united, little s states of the Americas. Gross U.S. crude oil exports in the first half of 2021 averaged 3 million barrels per day, down from 3 million barrels per day, down from 3.2 millions of barrels a day in the first half of the last year. This decrease was the first time exports decreased since the end of the export ban in 2015 and was likely driven by lower crude oil production, which decreased substantially. Lower, I mean, how many months? And it's only been fucking months, people, since it was negative $40 a barrel. How does it do that, go from negative $40 a barrel if under this fucking lie of supply and demand to $70 a barrel in that short a fucking time? There can't be no demand. Who in the hell could afford it? You're paying $100 to fill up a regular fucking a small car, an economy car. They think they can do it. I mean, you know why they're doing this? Just because they can. You could fucking tell, you could say, you motherfuckers, we'll unleash on you and your fucking oil industry. We'll hang every fucking one of you pricks. Got that, Rockefeller? Substantially in 2020 because economic response to the COVID-19. Here's the ultimate fucking excuse for stealing, murdering, pedophilia, you fucking name it. Anything they do. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's never been isolated. It is not a fucking virus. And the vaccine ain't a vaccine. It's a goddamn gene therapy that is designed to fucking kill you. And that's the fucking truth. And you're not going to get past the fucking truth, Goebbels. COVID-19 pandemic, my asshole. Gross U.S. crude oil imports also fell, decreasing from 6.2 million barrels per day in the first half of 2020 to 5.9 million barrels per day in the first half of 2021. Now, wouldn't that indicate less demand? Well, come on, people. Let's put them thinking caps on. Now, wouldn't that indicate less fucking demand if you're having to get less to refine? And you just, well, fuck it, man. We'll only refine fucking what you can, the fucking upper middle class can afford. That, yes, you motherfuckers, you get your goddamn shoes on and you get on a fucking bicycle. That's what these fucking communist pig motherfuckers are trying to tell us. How about we fucking just fucking blow your asses out of this goddamn country, you fucking dirty, treasonous pieces of shit. You are in gross violation of our law. You're spitting and shitting on our fucking Bill of Rights. You've declared war on us. This is how you fight your war, you fucking bunch of cunts. I guess it's all right if you're facing a fucking bunch of cunts. They don't care. They're doing up to Polly's fucking blowing off their goddamn gun, but don't, oh man, don't shoot it. You might get in trouble with your fucking enemy that makes up a handful of motherfuckers wielding all this goddamn power. Your goddamn capital and your goddamn White House. Fucking Constantina wire around it. Captured by the international communists. And there you sit. Boy, my gun is clean. I got lots of ammunition, but ooh, I'm scared. I'm just scared. Fucking sickening is what you are. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
defeat to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight glare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, for us will swing. Shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Nightmare, blood, red dawn. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? How many of them can we make die? Ah, how many of them can we make die?
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Joliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Joliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrai. How many can we got to kill every fucking one of them? That's what we're going to do. We'll crush the monarchs from this goddamn earth, and maybe the people can live in fucking peace. Since the beginning of fucking time, there's been some motherfucker who's tried to get somebody else to fucking do their work for him, to fucking, you know, to pack their load for them, to fucking get somebody else to slave for them. And now they don't want just slaves. They want fucking goddamn boot-licking goddamn hand your kid over to be pedophile fucking slaves. Fuck you. You ain't getting it. Now they've been talking about this goddamn Chinese thing. The backup plan. Plan B. If they cannot fucking curb the fucking enlightenment of the people and the uprising that's building more every fucking day, then they will go for a fucking world war. Make no mistake about it. They've done it twice in the fucking past. The thing is, we the people got to go fucking for their fucking throat. You want these goddamn son of a bitch in one world order, international corporate mafia motherfuckers in violation of our law? You can fucking have them. If they borrowed some money from you, go talk to them. I signed nothing. I signed on to no fucking goddamn loan of any fucking money. You motherfuckers. And I'm an individual free sovereign and I have to fucking sign. And I'm not signing for a fucking straw man corporation that you created as the biggest fucking fraud to ever exist on this goddamn planet. You and that and the fiat currency and the fact Janet Yellen, the head of an international fucking bank, is now the fucking treasurer. I mean, I thought it was bad enough when they put fucking Mnuchin up there. Fucking, you know, Goldman Sachs, the CEO for Goldman Sachs that fucking should have been put up against the goddamn wall in 2008, made him goddamn treasurer. That was under the fucking fascists. Now under the communists, we got Janet Yellen, the goddamn head of the Federal Reserve, a foreign fucking bank. Now she's got control over the treasury. Well, it ain't no treasury. It ain't our treasury. None of this shit is fucking real. It's all fraud. And there is no statute of limitations on fraud. And the people are fucking waking up and you can't fucking stop it and you fucking know it. You're running scared, you're doing stupider shit every fucking day, and you're just gonna push the wrong fucking button one day and it's all just gonna fucking blow up in your face, you stupid pricks. But do it! Hurry up and quit fucking running your... See, this is how they fight though. This is how they fucking fight. Like, we're supposed to be afraid of this goddamn supersonic weapon that the goddamn Chinese have, right? Well, so here we are. 185 employees leave Los Alamos nuclear weapons lab due to vaccine mandate. Really? What do you think? In the first place, your fucking goddamn virus doesn't exist. Your vaccine is a biological poison made for depopulation of the planet, and the planet's population is dropping dramatically, according to a fucking study that they're doing right now, and they're working on it even harder. But, I mean, 20 to 30-year-olds are at the top of the ones across. I mean, if you just put the fucking lie of COVID aside, even if accepting the lie of COVID, the fucking world population is fucking dropping dramatically, people. Fucking Bill Gates is fucking killing off people across the fucking planet. Him and his fucking buddy Zuckerberg and Bezos, Bernie Sanders, that cocksucker goddamn South Side of Chicago's pimp, fucking Barack Obama. These are the fuckers that are running this goddamn communist committee that are you, whose dictate you are living under. Are you, I mean, goddamn it. 50,000 dead in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea to stop the spread of international communism, my ass. Every one of those people killed that were there to stop the spread of international communism, go fight it over there so we don't have to fight it here. We're born under it. Thanks to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Some of my best friends are communists, don't you know? The New Mexico lab that produced the world's first nuclear bomb has lost 185 employees. And they said in the last article we did on this, they said these are the top fucking scientists. They're telling them to fuck off. They're not stupid enough to let them kill them. But, I mean, if there was such a threat as they're saying there is, wouldn't these guys be here? They'd be irreplaceable, wouldn't they? I mean, they should be fucking working 24/7 right fucking now. To fucking, if there is a fucking threat from a hypersonic fucking missiles, to fucking counter it, shouldn't they? No, we're going to treat them like goddamn the rest of the goyim. See, we're going to remove any obstacles to the Chinese coming in here and fucking taking over. You know, Chinese cannot own land in this fucking country by our law. Why? Because they fucking are goddamn a foreign fucking entity that fucking are communists. Our land cannot be under communist fucking control. In no fucking way. That violates the Ninth Article. Because the communists, they over there, you got that little fat fuck at the top. And I hope you, I know you, the Chinese tune in as I look. I mean, there's a whole lot of countries tuned in. But you fat little fuck over there, you're nobody. I'll fucking beat your fucking ass down and fucking stomp you into a mud hole, you prick. To see you to be just pricks like him, it's in the fucking hordes you see, the hordes of the Chinese hordes. But you're fucking weak. You're a fucking weak horde, or you wouldn't be fucking enslaved like you are. You wouldn't have fucking went for that goddamn cultural revolution, would you? You wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't let somebody else take over your fucking will. A man who doesn't have his will fighting a man who does have his will, you're going to fucking lose, bitch. We'll take you out 10 at a fucking time. In addition, an additional 153 employees at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, were placed on leave without pay and are using vacation pay because they obtained a religious exemption. The lawsuit says 26 employees were granted medical exemptions. You don't grant me anything, you motherfucking corporate motherfuckers. If this fucker was even, you know, if there was any truth in this whole fucking country from the fucking inception of creating a fucking government in the middle of a fucking uprising, it is that you do not control shit, motherfucker. You don't control me, you don't control my neighbor, you don't control the people. Whatever you have, we granted you. We are the grantors of the power. You serve at our fucking leave, and we want you to fucking leave. The majority of the people want you to fucking leave. We want this corporation out of here. It's unlawful. It's a violation of the Ninth Article of the fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791. The absolute superior law of this land. Not your goddamn Admiralty Sea law. We're not on an ocean here. We're on fucking dry ground. Your law does not apply here. It doesn't apply until you get 200 fucking miles off our fucking coast. And then the captain of the can be pretend like he's a fucking judge and can fucking, I mean, make up the laws he goes along and fucking judge, jury, and fucking executioner, I'm sorry. The lawsuit cited an article by, I don't know, did I even finish that? Let's see, Los Alamos Laboratory, where placed on leave without pay yet. The lawsuit cited an article by Los Alamos Reporter, which says the number of numbers were disclosed during an all-hands meeting at the lab on October 21st. The lab employs nearly 14,000 workers, Two-thirds of the work at the facility is focused on weapons programs. Now, if we got this terrible fucking threat, think about it. We got the, if there, this threat's everything they're telling us it is, wouldn't you would dare fucking fire the top nuclear scientists, only people who could fucking solve that problem, would you? Unless you were a fucking communist yourself. Fucking, you know, Biden's a deadhead. That motherfucker doesn't even know where he's at, but Barack Obama does, and Bernie Sanders does, and George Soros does, and the fucking AOC and the squad does. There's your goddamn communist committee. That you have a communist fucking committee running your, I mean, rogue. They'll tell you, right? And this Trump. This is unconstitutional. Go ahead.
And Trump does.
Yep. Trump does, yeah. Trump did. I mean, it's this, people think that this fucking election thing, you know, that I just sit back and I fucking just shake my goddamn head. You know, well, they stole the election. So like, no, fucking, there ain't been a goddamn election. I don't think there's ever been an election in this goddamn country, people, to be honest with you. Look at the gangs of New York. That's how it was. Fucking people precinct to precinct, all this fucking bullshit for just to fucking perpetuate a lie. See, they had to perpetuate the lie that we were fighting for freedom. When we went out and took this land from the fucking original occupants, we were going out there so we could be free, people. And as soon as we got the land until it was under our fucking control and we brought the resources to bear, oh, here come a lord from fucking goddamn Scotland. Here come a lord from fucking Ireland. Here come a lord from fucking England. Oh, that's all his. The king granted it to him, don't you know? And the people said, fuck you. The people said, fuck you. You're not taking what I fucking, my sweat and my fucking goddamn brawn fucking produced. You're not taking it from me. And you're not taking my goddamn gun. Go ahead, Misty.
Yeah, well, all you have to really do is look at the money involved in it.
Yes.
The mammon. I mean, that just tells you right there. You know, I mean, it's millions of dollars.
Billions.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You run for senator or whoever. Look how much money's behind that.
Well,
that tells you.
Son of a bitches have been there. Look at Nancy Pelosi. They've been there for fucking goddamn 30 fucking years. Yeah, I mean, that ain't representative fucking government. That is a corporation. And they're holding on to the, see, she's one of the old propagandists. But the bottom line is fucking 30 fucking years. Nobody else wanted anybody but her? That fucking creature? Really? I don't think so. Go ahead.
Old and ugly.
Yes, sir. Pardon? I didn't hear
you. Dad and Grandpa before that, 90 years.
You goddamn right. And look at Frankenstein down there in California. Her husband, I mean, goddamn, make projects right out in the open. This rail project here is going to make my husband a zillion dollars. And then fuck all this shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's all about the fucking mammon.
Yes, it is.
I mean, there's no such thing as, like you say, I mean, it's a straw man vote. It does not matter one way or the other. It's the money.
Yep. Yep. It is the worship of fucking mammon. And that's what's hurting us at the level that we are because of all of the fucking phony, false militias that were fucking popped up since the 70s. That have been there to do nothing but sell army surplus, to make you afraid, to make you buy, I mean, they made millions. Hell, people own shit that they've bought so long ago, they're having to replace it because it's just fucking grown too old. It's that, you know, they fucking sold you on this fucking shit. Oh God, it's an emergency. Something's gonna happen next Thursday. Something's gonna happen in December. I mean, September. And the price, you're gonna need a gas mask and the price of gas masks go up to fucking from fucking $10 a piece to fucking $40 or $50 a piece. All of a sudden, like, who stuffed their fucking, pardon?
I wonder what they're waiting for.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're waiting for us to fucking just commit suicide because we're so fucking miserable. But that ain't going to happen. It ain't going to fucking happen. They're waiting because they can't make no head ground, guys. I mean, you can see it. You can see the fucking concerned looks on. They're scared shitless, and they should be because they are a handful that are up against the largest army on planet fucking Earth. The only problem being, just like Misty said, that fucking mammon. The people that would sell you out for fucking sell you, they'll sell your rights out now. But now they're going to keep their right. They're going to be so they can look down their fucking nose at you, you see, because you're beneath them in the lower social class, don't you know? Because they're the ruling class. I would like to just know fucking just who and how much has been made on army surplus and since the 1970s selling this bullshit idea that there is any goddamn militia in this country, because there is not. Every one of them, the Oath Keepers, the 3%ers, INC. That means incorporated. That means they are fucking incorporated in the state, which makes them incorporated under the fucking Constitution. There's no Constitution. Under the goddamn charter for the fucking corporation, it makes them incorporated with them. They're fucking government agents by fucking definition of the goddamn English language, people. These are not your friends. These are Tories, and what they're working for is to try and con enough of you to go out there. I mean, like, who's fought every fucking war? The goddamn poor people. The goddamn poor people. I died by the hordes in World War I. Every fucking war. The Mexican-American War. World War II. Korean War. Vietnam War. Desert Dust I. Desert Dust II. Who's doing the dying? And who's packing in the cash and fucking smiling as they fucking commit genocide on other people's fucking country? Look what they did in Iraq. We are harboring fugitives in this fucking country. Those fucking Bushes, that fucking Dick Cheney, that fucking Bush Jr., Condoleezza Rice, they're all fucking, I mean, these are goddamn war criminals. But then, you know, it's like people bringing up that fucking Nuremberg rule. That you couldn't experiment. Well, we'll get them with the Nuremberg rule. Fuck you. There is no goddamn law in this world. The law is fucking might. Might is right. And we do have the might to enforce our right. But we have to fucking do it. It's not going to do itself. And if we do not, and like Charlie said earlier, acquiescence is fucking surrender. You're too fucking chicken shit to stand up for your fucking own goddamn rights, your own will, your liberty, your freedom, your fucking happiness. And you don't really give a fuck about the next generation. You just see how much money you could leave. Maybe they can buy their way around it like you did all your goddamn life. Maybe they can make a buck off the misery. We have to dismiss all of these phony fucking incorporated fucking Tory militia motherfuckers. And understand, we got to fight as individuals until the fight gets going good. Once the fight gets going good, everybody will know who's who. And come infiltrate a fucking army consisting of fucking 600,000 motherfuckers or a million motherfuckers. Come infiltrate it. How many? You got that many FBI agents? Send them in. And then when they get caught, they will be skinned alive on fucking video and then put on an anthill and then honey poured on them. We'll do it. See, we're not signed on to that Geneva Convention and other international laws that don't mean shit, because they can take phosphorus and burn little children over there in fucking Palestine. Oh, yeah, they did it. They broke the internet. It's just like here. You know, that's unconstitutional. Against the law. It's against the law. It's unconstitutional. They're doing it. Same on a fucking world stage. When the fucking, if the goddamn Israelis, I mean, they're fucking, what they was talking the other day, they're getting a $1.8 billion budget for a war against Iran. Isn't that warmongering? And then at the same time, they're trying to fucking put a direct tax on the American nationals in this country, and our country, to pay them motherfuckers $38 billion a year in taxes to fucking Israel? Are you kidding me? No people of good conscience, my God. The lab employees, approximately 85% of the LANL workforce has been vaccinated against CCP, Chinese Communist Party virus. I mean, fuck you, propagandists. There is no such thing as COVID-19. There is no such thing as COVID-19. No study has ever been done to isolate the virus called COVID-19.
It doesn't exist. Neither does a vaccine for it, because they have admitted it on their own fucking private corporate fucking sites. This country is being run by unelected motherfuckers, man. These people don't represent us. They represent mammon. They're mammon and more that they can. They want to take everything you fucking have, including your life, because you have the original claim on this fucking piece of real estate known as the United States of America. And your goddamn absolute fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791 covers every fucking inch of this fucking land. It's like what they're trying to do to these people that are not going to take the shot in the military. I don't care if you're in the fucking military. The military cannot have anything in the Constitution, even a fucking military, a standing military that ain't supposed to exist, a goddamn mercenary army. You can't fucking have it and violate an American national's rights. They can step out of that position, take your ass into a common law court, and have you fucking hung. That's what fucking people just don't get. Well, there's the act, you know, you do know of the act of 1904 or whatever, you know, they put up where they said they could. Now, fuck them. Was that ratified fucking law? First place the Constitution was gone, you couldn't have ratified it. It was replaced by a fucking, fucking corporate charter in 1871. That was a fucking blatant violation of the fucking ninth article of the people's absolute fucking ratified law. You can't create a power that denies or disparages our fucking rights. They all kept on talking about, they didn't want it because it wasn't going to name all the rights. It's just name these few. You're violating the fucking ones that are written down. Written, ratified fucking law. That ain't a suggestion. That's a goddamn fact. And it is to we the people to fucking enforce that fucking law. Make no mistake about it. Who else is going to bind the bastards that would enslave you? Who's going to put them down? That second article was put there for a goddamn reason. And the reason for using it is fucking, I mean, goddamn, generations ago it should have been used. But it goddamn sure needs to be used right now. If we don't stop this shit, they got fucking, man, everybody from every fucking country. I talked about this when this fucking invasion was happening during Trump. No, everybody thinks, oh, look at what they did in Trump. No, when they were under Trump, they weren't coming through the goddamn ports, and they weren't coming through like they are now. They were coming on fucking trains at private train yards, and then they were busting them over, and then they were fucking letting them in. They're talking about, oh, we're going to lose a bunch of the border guard. Good! Less motherfuckers to sign unlawful fucking treasonous papers allowing fucking foreign nationals to take what belongs to the American nationals without due process of the laws required. They have no right to our law. They have no right to our property. But if you ain't willing to stand up and fucking fight for it, they'll sure as fuck take it from you. If you'll hand it over just like that fucking politician the other day, well, somebody wants to hand me a bunch of money, I ain't gonna say no. Quit the mammon worshiping. Put everything else aside. And hey, man, you save this fucking country, you don't. If you don't, your grandchildren will dig up your fucking grave, open your casket, and piss right in what is left of your fucking face. And they'll have every right to do it, too, because you're just a pack of fucking cowards. You had the law on your side. All you had to do was enforce the law. All you had to do is have a little bit of balls. Because there's a plenty of us. Think it over. We're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, think it fucking over. That is The Word from the Trenches.